Excuse me, my name is Chris Johnson, and I did something recently that I don't normally do. I was invited out by some people at work to an event that happened on a fucking weekend day. Now, I've gone to the bar with people from work, but that happens after work. That's not a special fucking trip. I'm already there. You know what I'm saying? I'm already fucking there, so you might as well just drive down the street to the fucking bar, have a couple pops. That's something I can do, but this is an off day. This is a Saturday. This is, hey, you know, it's No Guff's birthday. We're going bowling. You're going to fucking be there at 11 o'clock. I was like, what the fuck? What are you talking about? I'm like, I got a fucking one-year-old's birthday party on Saturday, which I did. And Chef Bay was organizing this thing, and she's like, you're not fucking doing that at 11 o'clock at night. And I said, you're right, I'm not. And she's like, all right, 11 o'clock, fucking bowling on Saturday. Just make sure you're fucking there. And she probably told me six fucking times, 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, we're going to be at the fucking lanes. Your ass better fucking be there. So I pull up to the fucking bowling alley. I don't recognize any car in the fucking parking lot. I'm like, what the fuck? What is this shit? Walk into the alley, look left, look right. I don't fucking see a soul that I recognize in there. What the fuck is this? So I took a walk. I took a walk all the way down one side of the lane, all the way down to the other. I don't fucking know anybody in there. It's fucking 11 o'clock. I was fucking scolded by the chef over and over and over again to get my fucking ass there at 11 o'clock. There's nobody fucking there at 11 o'clock. Are you fucking kidding me right now? And here's another thing. I don't have anybody's fucking number. I have no way to get in contact with these people. As much as I like a lot of the people I work with, I also like keeping people at an arm's length. I don't know how fucking close I want to get to fucking anybody in any situation. That's the fucking anxiety talking. I don't know what to do in those situations. I gotta keep a buffer. So at this point, I don't fucking know what to do. I just go and I sit outside. Do I fucking leave? What am I doing here? Then I see Rosie the Riveter roll up with her fucking husband. And I'm like, dude, Rosie, there's nobody fucking inside there. And she thought I was fucking with her. I'm like, I'm telling you right now, nobody's fucking inside. So I walk in. I walk in with Rosie. I walk in with her husband. I'm like, dude, take a fucking look around. Do you know any of these fucking people? Because I fucking don't. And she was like, oh, you're telling the truth. What the fuck is happening? That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't know what's happening. And then you know what she said to me? She's like, Chris, I can tell you why nobody's fucking here. Because black people are never on time. What? Is it? That's a thing? I didn't know that was a thing. Eventually, the fucking bowling did happen. The group rolled about 15 deep. If you wanted to take a head count of the lame white assholes in the group, you'd count my fucking ass. That was it. So nobody was fucking on time. Apparently, her stereotype is true. Chef Bay rolls in, like 11:30, and she's like, oh my god, I thought you were gonna leave. I felt so bad. I was like, I thought you motherfuckers were screwing with me. Then she says, she's like, did you think we were part of that group over there? And I looked over there, and there's a group of black people. I said, well, I gotta be honest with you. I kinda did, because I thought I saw somebody with your fucking hair. And she's like, that guy's a fucking man. I was like, look, I'm looking from a distance. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I can't fucking see who these people are. Everybody's fucking strangers. I know about fucking 6 of the 15 people here. I don't know. I've never had a situation where I'm out and black people are telling me their black stereotypes. I didn't know how to react to that. So we start bowling at one point. We got three fucking lanes going. And I'm just fucking standing there waiting for my turn. You know, I'm wandering around. And like one of the fucking bowling security guys goes, excuse me, sir. What the fuck? What? He's like, you got to get that iced tea out of here. And I look and there's like a fucking thing of brisk. He's like, iced tea's not allowed in here. You can't bring outside drinks. And I said, okay. I don't know what you want me to do about the tea. I don't know whose it is. You want me to get No Guff? He's in charge of this fucking thing. Want to talk to him about the fucking tea? He's like, yes, yeah, bring him over here. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. That's what we're fucking concerned about? Fucking tea? They asked me before I went if I was any good at bowling. And I'm fucking not any good at bowling. I'm terrible at it. But at one point, I got like a strike, and then a spare, and then a strike, and they thought like a fucking ringer got brought in there. They've seen the fucking PBA on ESPN. They know there's a lot of fucking lame white assholes that are fucking good at bowling. They thought that was me. And this one dude, he was in my lane. He was getting pissed. Every time I did well, I got more and more pissed. He's like, dude, what the fuck is your name? I'm like, I'm Chris. What's going on? He's like, yo, I'm Muscles, and I'm gonna fucking get you. I'm gonna fucking run you down in this fucking game. I'm gonna tell you right now, you get another fucking strike, we're gonna fucking fight. And I like chuckled and I tapped the guy in the fucking stomach. I nearly chipped my fucking knuckles on this guy. That motherfucker was hard. Jesus Christ. They're bringing in fucking bodybuilders here. And they're threatening me. I'm knocking down too many pins. I lost the game. I came in like second out of fifth, but I beat that guy. And then they wanted to like move like these serious players to like another lane. And Muscles went over there with a couple other guys. He's like, Chris, you better get your motherfucking ass over here in this fucking lane because we're going again. I didn't go to the other lane. I want to keep on my fucking teeth. And let's be honest, I rolled a fucking 127, a fucking 98, and a fucking 121. That is horseshit. Like, it's fucking terrible. But overall, it was a good fucking night. I was there for 4 hours, and I'll tell you what I didn't do. I still don't have anybody's phone number. I just don't know how close I can get to people. I don't know how to maintain the closeness to people, and I get kind of terrified of it. I'm terrified of relationships and friendships and all that shit. I don't know how to handle it. So I'll make like a sarcastic, dickish comment, everybody laughs, and it gets the fucking pressure off for a while. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. I'm not going to be late. I'm not going to fuck with you. I'm not going to tell you over and over and over again that these episodes are coming out at a specific time and then just fucking no-show on you. I ain't doing that. You can follow me on Twitter at JohnsonHatesYou. Follow the podcast. A bunch of different places. Apple Podcasts, Google Play. If you want all the episodes, you can download the Podbean app or go to the Podbean website. Every single fucking episode is there.